Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported 4 new cases of COVID-19 in the local jurisdiction for September 30. The health unit is also reporting there are still 47 active cases being monitored. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 19 months ago, there have been 2,439 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 2,392 of those cases are now resolved. There are also 1,185 cases that are confirmed or presumed to be positive for variants of concern, an increase of 5 cases in the past 24 hours. The details were outlined on the PHSD website. As for the possible location of new cases, PHSD said 4 cases were reported to have occurred in Greater Sudbury. With respect to the possible causes of recent cases, PHSD reported there were 2 cases related to outbreak, 2 cases that were close contact of a confirmed case, 1 case with no known epidemiological link, and a decrease of the 1 case under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the ages of people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 816 total cases, no increase. The next highest number was 611 cases for the 19 and under age group, no increase. The next highest group number was 593 cases for the 40 to 59 age group, no increase. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 312 cases total, no increase. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 99 cases, no increase. There was an increase of 4 cases in the category for not specified. The numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, 292,487 tests have been performed in the PHSD region, an increase of 435, since the last testing report. With respect to new vaccinations, the health unit reported there are 257,359 total accumulated vaccines given in the local jurisdiction. This also includes 119,015 of those who are fully vaccinated. The health unit has also reported several local outbreaks and several recent exposure risks. The details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, as of September 30, there was 1 patient with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. That 1 patient was in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 6 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said that none of the 6 patients being tested has been admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario government daily website did not report any new numbers.